9 minutes past 5. Let's get straight into what has become a regular Thursday afternoon conversation about coronavirus and vaccinations with the Premier, Alan Windey. Alan, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John.
Not at the peak yet. When we chatted last week, you were being told that we were just about there, but now it looks still a fortnight away.
Yeah, the epidemiologists were saying there, 75% or 74% probability that we're at the peak last week. And now they've dropped that down to sort of 45% to say that, looking at the numbers and some of the growth in some of the numbers, that perhaps we're not at the peak. I mean, it's not as if at the moment, if we look at the last two waves, that sort of, that rounding top, I assume what it is that sort of a little bit of a jagged edge that you get go up and down. I'm hoping that that's what it is, but we did see in the last 24 hours 4,776 new cases, which we were averaging about 2,400. So it was definitely jumped.
Jumped as a result of the relaxation of the lockdown level, or is it too early to make that connection?
No, I definitely think that that's too early to make the connection. I mean, there are obviously quite a number of things that are worrying. I mean, obviously last week what was worrying is a congregation of people trying to get onto buses because there were no taxis. And I mean, you must have seen some of the visuals of what some of our bus terminuses looked like. Of course, the counter to that was there were a lot of people that were staying at home, which is sort of carry on of lockdown. But, so there's a lot of different drivers. I must look at the science and I must listen to the epidemiologist. So there is some more risk. And I mean, in the DigiCon today, it was quite clear, and the presentation that was made to Cabinet yesterday, that we're in a risk space. We're sitting at our manufacturing capacity of oxygen, which is 70 tons a day, and we're using 69 tons. We're actually driving oxygen in at the moment from Mossel Bay. So those numbers are there. Our hospital bed numbers are sitting just below 3,500. We're now at sort of a third of our hospital beds are taken up, just under a third of our hospital beds are taken up with COVID-19 patients. So,
the ICU units, Alan, some of them are fuller than they should be. So if we have our normal weekend drunken carnage, there's a problem.
So that was the warning that I put out to say I need responsibility right now. We welcome a further opening of the economy, although the alcohol sales is restricted at off sales. It's not restricted at on-site consumption. At the same time, and calling for responsibility, I don't want people to fill up our ICU beds and our trauma units this weekend. So really, we all have to work together. And then I've also asked Minister Fritz to engage with both the PC as well as the city and the city law enforcement. And I've asked, we need extra law enforcement out specifically over the next few days to make sure that there's no abuse. We've also got this is where the payday starts to come in and alcohol sales. So we need people to be responsible.
Unfortunately, there's going to be a significant percentage of drinkers who will ignore that call. And I just hope we can deal with them before they need to be put into a scarce hospital bed. On vaccines, it's been a good week. So far this week, 96,000 vaccines, expecting to do 150,000 by the end of the week. And you say, albeit under vaccine availability pressures, the president told us today that there are no problems with vaccine supply.
Not exactly. I mean, obviously, we want it to be way more than 150,000 vaccines a week by now. We've got delivery promises tomorrow of 90,000 Pfizers, and we're supposed to be getting 33,000 J&Js tomorrow, but I've already heard that they're not going to arrive tomorrow. They're probably going to arrive more like Monday. We can guarantee the 150,000. It looks like that's the number, but we run right down to almost last vaccines. We want to try and get Saturdays going. We don't have a lot of vaccines for Saturdays. So we'll have a few places open, but I think 2 weeks' time and we should get the numbers up as long as those J&Js start to flow into the system.
Because it is in less than 2 weeks' time that people between 18 and 34 will be able to register. And what's happened with the previous age group registrations is that almost immediately people have been making appointments and walking in. So the number of people who are going to be seeking vaccinations is going to, you know, I don't know how keen that age group is going to be vaccinated. We won't know until 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th of September. But there's the potential for quite a few more people knocking on doors and saying, can I have a jab, please?
Well, definitely the 35 to 49s have really shown a lot more enthusiasm than the 50 to 59s. And I have a feeling that, young people want to get this on with. So I have a feeling that there's going to be quite a lot of demand. And then, even on 150 1,000 that we've got a week. Remember, what we're also doing is we're now having to make sure that we've got the second doses in place first and then top it up. And so it's putting pressure on the system, definitely.
Thank you very, very much for painting a bleaker picture this week than we hoped would be the case when we spoke last week. The Premier, Alan Windey.